The more severe and, in fact, really reactions that we see are both opportunistic infections and immune reactions. Opportunistic infections have been seen in randomized trials, and they include CMV-related pneumonitis or other kind of opportunistic infections, which we need to be worried about then, learn that, and check carefully the patient if they develop fever during this treatment. It's recommended right now to provide to this patient a prophylaxis of CMV with valacyclovir and eventually monitor for CMV infection every month, and to prevent pneumocystis giverani infections also using cotrimoxazole. So that's the usual way we manage these patients in terms of opportunistic infections. However, other patients developed, as I mentioned, some kind of immune reactions, which is essentially represented by colitis. Sometimes the symptoms are diarrhea, which do not resolve with symptomatic measures. Again, you have to rule out an infection, but sometimes you don't have an infection and you have really a severe diarrhea with an aspect on a biopsy if you do an endoscopy of a colitis with a lymphocyte infiltration. It is thought at the present time that this side effect is related to disequilibrium in different T cells population, including T regulatory T cells, which may have increased in this patient and may provoke this kind of inflammation of the mucosa of the bowel and causing this kind of problem. And you really need to watch carefully these patients because sometimes the diarrhea became severe. Obviously, you have to withhold the drug. And unfortunately, it's very hard to restart treatment for this patient.